Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Vav in Maseches Gittin. We are on Ayin Hei Mabez. Three lines from the bottom, Meisvei. So we were discussing the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had a case where the husband says to the wife, this is your get on condition that you serve my father or that you nurse my child. We spoke about the different amounts of time that the wife would have to do it. So the Mishnah was mechalik between the Reish and the Seifa, and that's what we're going to get back to today. In the first case, the woman says, "This is your get amanas that you." The man says, "This is your get amanas that you do this service." So the Mishnah says, if the son dies or if the father dies during the time, during those 2 years, so then hareza get, it's still a good get. But in the Seifa, if he says shtei shanim, do it for 2 years, so then it is a machlokes. The Tanakama holds that it is no good because it don't get, even though it's not her fault, Rabbi Gamliel says it is a get because it's not her fault. And then the Gemara spoke about a steer between, with this Mishnah and a Brisa, where the Brisa says only 1 day is required, not 2 years. And there were two answers to that question. The first one was that it's a machlokas tanoim, and the second answer of Rava was that it depends b'stam or b'mefarish. The Mishnah was a case of stam, where he didn't say anything specifically, and that's why 2 years is the is what is required. While the Brisa is talking about a case of mefarish where it was explicated 1 day, and therefore that's why you only need 1 day. And Rav Ashi argued and said, no, every time you say stam, if you don't specify it's 1 day. That was a machlokas, which the Gemara is going to get back to now. So let us get into it. Meisvei, three lines from the bottom. The Mishnah says that this is your get amanas that you serve my father for 2 years. Amanasha tanikias b'dish deshanim, or that you nurse my son for 2 years. Meis haben osha amar ha'avi yafshish etashem sheni, if the son dies within those 2 years. Where the father says, I've had enough, I can't deal with your serving me. Shalom b'hakpada, and it's not her fault, still ain't no get. Still, it's not a good get, says the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Bishlama l'Rava, according to Rava, who says that he was machalik between Stam and Mefarish. Rava said that Stam, our Mishnah is talking about a case of Stam, and the Brisa is Mefarish, so Reisha b'delo parish. According to Rava, you can interpret the Mishnah as the Reisha is a case where he didn't specify, and that is why it works if the son dies in between, because he doesn't need anybody, he didn't specify 2 years, he just said, nurse my child, and the woman did all that she could, and then the child died, so that's it, that's why it works. Safe of the parish, and the safe is a case where, no, he explicated 2 years, and even if the son dies, or if the father says, I don't want you, it's no good, because she did not fulfill the tanai. El Rav Ashi, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. But according to Rav Ashi, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Because, as Rashi explains, according to Rav Ashi, even Stam is only 1 day. So let's say that the Reisha is a case of Stam. So he says, nurse my child, and then the child dies. So the child must have died during the time of the tanai. So Rashi says he must have died that day. Right, Rashi says, "Elo Rashi, the Marashi is about to say Yom Echad Kamar Al Karchach Meisa Beno Ahav Diktani Kosha Meis Veloinik to Klal." But they died that day. So if the child died that day, she didn't nurse at all. Why is it a good get? There was no Kiyumat Tanai at all, according to Ravashi. So the Gemara answers Kasha. You're right. There is no answer to this question, and Ravashi is somewhat rejected. How rejected is it? So there's Machlokas, and we showed him here how to Paskin. More than just the specific issue here, it's interesting how they deal with the issue of kasha. If the Gemara leaves a shita with a kasha, so does that mean rejection, or does that just mean slight problem? The Tosfos Rid here says, by the 10th line in the Tosfos Rid, V'kivin di'itokim Rav Ashi b'kushya, since Rav Ashi has ended up with a question on him, Shmamina karabe hilfasa. So the fact that it's a kasha shows, right, that we don't paskin like him. To Amar Stoma Kozman Hayinika, right? So he must be paskin like Rava. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. That if Stam is not 1 day, if he just says Stam, what's Stam days of nursing? 2 years. So the Riff also says that. But the Riff, if you look at the Riff, and the Rama paskins this way too, the Riff says, no, kasha is not so strong. Kasha is not so strong. Why? Siyufta. So says the Riff, because there's another overriding principle. The Hilchos of Karavashi to Basrahu. You paskin by the later Amora. Ravina and Ravashi put together the Gemara. So Ravashi is the later one, so you paskin like Ravashi. V'yavagav da'akshina lei v'yasikna v'kashya. Even though you ended up with a question, Hilchasa kavase. The halach is like, still like him, daha lo asikna b'tiyufta. Still not a tiyufta. You find some other Rishonim, sometimes they'll say, it's just Tiyufta, it's not Tiyufta Derabashi, Tiyufta, it's not a double Tiyufta. So there are different levels of rejection, but that is what the that's what the Rif here says.
It's not a rejection, it's just that there's a Kasha that has an answer.
That's what usually, right, usually means. That Kasha means there's an answer out there, you just gotta find it. Well, Tiyufta is a much stronger tone. Yes, it's the Machlokas Rishonim, how to Paskin. Tana Rabbanon, says the Brisa, the Tosefta, Hariza Gita Chamanas. This is your get almanas that you served my father for 2 years. Or on condition that you nursed my child for 2 years. Even though, says Rabbi Meir, that the tzai was not fulfilled, it's still a good get. Why? Rabbi Meir, as we said yesterday, always requires a tanai kafel, a double lashon. You have to say the positive and the negative, and here he didn't. So again, what's the rule? If you don't say the tanai properly, the tanai falls off, and the maisa still stands. Even though, as we mentioned, Tosas yesterday, Tosas exubis, you might say, how could that be? How could that be that if your tanai didn't work, so your whole maisa should fall away? The answer is no, because the whole idea of tanaim is a chiddush, and therefore, once your tanai is faulty, so then we say the tanai falls away, and the Maisa stance. That's Rabbi Meir here. That because you didn't do a Tanai Kafel, therefore the Tanai will fall away and the Maisa will stand. The Rush, by the way, says this line seems to be against the Rambam. Because remember the Rambam we mentioned for the past 2 days. The Rambam says if you mention Almanas or Me'akshav, you do not need Mishpatei HaTanayim. You don't need the special rules and regulations of Tanayim. It's only if you say Im. If you say Im, a Lashon of Im, if, so then you need laws of Tanayim. But Almanas and Me'akshav do not need Mishpatei HaTanayim. And here, the Gemara says, it's a case of Almanas, and the Meir is complaining that you didn't say Tanai Kafel. So the Rush writes it a Shuvah that this seems to be against the Rambam. The Meiri, though, here said it's not so, but not such a problem against the Rambam, because this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir might require it even by Me'akshav or even by Almanas. The Rambam would not. So a lot of dafka that the Rambam would hold like Rabbi Meir across the board. But, in any case, this is the first opinion of the Tosefta, that Rabbi Meir would say, with this Tanai, because you didn't make a Tanai Kafal, it's not going to be a good Tanai. The Chachamim Omrim, no, Niskayim HaTanai, Harei Zaget, the Chachamim say, no, it is a good Tanai, because they argue and say, you do not, they argue with Rabbi Meir, do not need Tanai Kafal, so as long as the Tanai is Mekuyam, it's a good get, Vim Lav, Eino Get, and if not, it is not a good get. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, third Shita, Ein Lecha Tanai B'Ksuvim She'eino Kafal. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel screams at them, no, every Tanai in the Torah is double. So who's he talking to? Sometimes somebody just gets up and exclaims something, you don't know who he's talking to. So Ikad Amri L'Rabbi Meir Kamerlei, V'Ikad Amri L'Rabbanan Kamerlehu. Some say he's talking to Rabbi Meir, some say he's talking to the Rabbanan. Ikad Amri L'Rabbi Meir Kamerlei, some say he's talking to Rabbi Meir. Meaning Rabbi Meir says that you didn't have a Tanai Kafel here, and therefore it's no good. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, what do you mean? There's a Tanai Kafel in every case of the Torah. So what's he saying? V'Hachik Amri Lei, and this is what he means to say. In Hachika Amri Lei, Ein Lecha Tanai B'Ksuvim She'eino Kafel. He says to Rabbi Meir, no, every time there's a Tanai mentioned in the Torah, it's double. And therefore, V'Havi Lei Shidi K'Ksuvim Rabon Ke'echad. And therefore, every time it says it, it must be specific. If the Torah says a rule once, so then you can generalize that rule. But if the Torah says it more than once, two times, three times, it must be the Torah saying it because it applies here and it's not a general rule. Two psukim that come to teach you the same thing cannot be malamid on a third case. So that's what Rabbi Huda, that's what Rabbi Gamliel is saying, I'm telling Rabbi Meir. It must be you do not need to cite kafel generally because it says it more than once. Where there's so many tanaim in the Torah, there's so many conditions in the Torah. All over to the Torah says it. So Rashi quotes it here. Rashi says, "Ikat Amri L'Rameir Kamri Lei In L'Lanu L'Lomod Mitzay Bnei God." Right, you can't learn from Bnei God and Bnei Ruvein. Right, that's one. That's the source of tanaim. She'en L'Chat Tanaim B'Chol Mikra She'en O'Kafel. There's no tanaim anywhere. Kagon Oz Tinaka Me'Alasi. First, Avram Avinu when he is making an oath with Eliezer, or as he's called in the Torah, Eved Avraham. Fascinating that throughout all of that whole long parak, Eliezer is not mentioned by name. It's only Eved Avraham. Sometimes he's called Ish, sometimes he's called Eved Avraham, but he's not mentioned by name. But that's the first case. Oz Tinaka, making an oath that Eliezer cannot take a wife for Yitzchak from the people who live around Avraham. So number one, that's the Tanai. Ukagon im Shachav im Lo Shachav. Right, the Tanai by Isha Sota, where the Kohen makes her swear. Im Tovu Ushvatim, Im Tmanu Umarisa. Also in Yishayo, it has a beginning of Yishayo. the Haftorah for Shabbos Chazon. So those are three cases, twice in the Torah, once in the Tanakh, where we have a Tanai Kafel. So that's, you see, all over Tanakh, that's what Rabbi Shul Gamliel says, it must be that that's not a general rule. V'yigat Amri, back to the Gemara, the Rabbanan Amri Lahu. And others say that no, Rabbi Shul Gamliel is getting excited and talking to the Rabbanan. V'haki Kamar Lahu. En l'chatai b'ksudim she'enu kafel, v'gamrinim inayu. All over, you see, that's how Tzadam are made. So therefore, it must be that that's how all Tzadam must be, and how can you suggest that you don't need Kafel? So what do you do with Shnei Ksuvim and Rabban Ke'echad? You have to say that maybe those are there for specific reasons, for specific limudim, not to teach you the halacha of Tanoim, but we have special drushes learned out from each of those. First of all, the first one you could say, no, it's a kodema in Torah. Yishayo, you could say it's a pasuk in Navi, it's just giving us rebuke. So the only problem is this Isha Sota. So you could say that one's teaching us a specific limudim. Negev Reuven is the source, so that's at least two. So you could say sometimes there is a sheet out there that says Malamdin and only three is a Malamdin. So you might say that. Okay, let's continue. For Aminu. And we have another Kasha, because we just quoted a Brisa here. That Rabbi Meir says the get is good because the Tanai falls away. And the Chacham say it's not good. We have a Brisa that says the opposite. This is your get on condition that you serve my father for 2 years. And then something happens. One of them dies. Ain't no get. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's not a good get. The opposite of what he said before. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, also the opposite, Afal Pisha lo niskayim atnai, even though the Tanai is not Makuyim, Harei Zeh Get. It is a good get. Why? Yechol Hi Shetomar, if the father or the son dies, she could say, come on, it's not my fault. Shetomar lo, Tein li avicha v'ashavshenu, give me your father and I'll serve him. Right? Or Tein li b'neich v'anikenu, give me your son. Because it's not my fault that they died, so therefore, don't hold me responsible. It should be a good get. So, the Gemara says, Kasha de Rimeir de Rimeir, Kasha de Rabbanan de Rabbanan. We have a steer in both opinions. They're not consistent. So, the Rimeir, Ad Rimeir lo Kasha, there's no steer in Rimeir. Rimeir first said in the first brisa, it is a good get, and the second one, it's not. Why? Hasam bidalo kafle litznoi. In the first brisa, he did not double his tanai, and therefore the tanai falls away, and that's why the brisa is good, and the get is good. Hachla bidalo kafle litznoi, and here he did double his tanai, and therefore it is a good tanai, and until it's fulfilled, it's not a good get. For Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan Lokasha, and don't ask me a Kasha, the Rabbanan either, because the first opinion, first Brisa says, it is no good, because the Tanai was not fulfilled. He said for 2 years it was not fulfilled. But the second Brisa, Bar Chachamim Dahacha, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, who are these Chachamim? It's like Rashbag, who had said in our Mishnah, Da'amar, Kolakav Sheinemana, Hariz a get. As long as it's not her fault, it would be a good get. So that's why it's not a seer, because it's talking about two different people. The Rashba has a tshuva where he was asked about a story where somebody was traveling and he hired somebody to serve him on the trip. And it just so happened that the Balabayas died on the way, on the trip. And then the worker is going to the Yarshim or to the estate, he wants to get paid. He wants to get paid. You know, I took out of my busy schedule, I committed for this month, and just because I'm out of a job for the next 2 weeks, so the shaila was to the Rashba, he didn't finish the job, so maybe he shouldn't get paid. Or Sheva Zakai Bischaro, because he could say, Mitzido, I'll continue. So the Rashba proved it from this Gemara, from this line of the Gemara, that he could take his schar, because it's not his fault. He could say, give me the Balabayas, and I'll serve him. So therefore, it is a case where he would have to be paid. And even, the Rashi even adds, that even if you want to say we don't hold like Rashi Ben Gamliel, this is the three opinions here, even if you don't hold like Rashi Ben Gamliel, maybe that's only by get, there's a machlokas, because you might say, the fact that he made a condition, he's just trying to cause her trouble, and therefore there's a possibility that you'll say, no, sorry, it's not a good get. But by mamonis, that you don't have the specific reason, he just hired a worker. It wasn't like taking it out on him or anything. So then the Sechir could still for sure say that Yavo Balabayas V'Yishem Shenu, that he has to come. It's not my fault. Good. Continuing. Tanu Rabbanan. Omer La, we might even spend more time on Amud Beis today. Might be amazing. Tanu Rabbanan. Omer La Bifnei Shnayim. He says in front of two people. Harei Zeh Giteich Amanash Et Hashem She'ez Abash Neishanim. Again, he says, this is your get. Amanash that you served my father for 2 years. Rashi points out, he said this before he gave the get to her, because he's about to make another condition. And Rashi says, if he had made a condition and gave the get, then you would not be able to make any more conditions. It's finished. So you have to say the case here is, he made a condition first, this is your get on condition that you do this, and then the next day he gave it to her, and he made another condition with the giving. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. The Rashi says, you could just say both of them before he gave it. And he gave it a third time. You don't have to say the second time was with the actual giving. But anyway, Rashi says that is the case, that he didn't give it to her right away. So what happened? What's the case? He says to her, Amanaz, that you served my father for 2 years. The Chazar Va'amarla, Bifnei Shnayim, and then the next day he said in front of two witnesses. Interesting, right? It's always, by the way, in all these cases, we didn't emphasize this, but here the Tosefta says he said it to her in front of two witnesses. Did the Eidim have to witness the Tnaim? Is that also part of the integral part of the get process? So here it says Bifnei Shnayim, he says in front of two. So this is your get if you serve my father. And then he says, then he makes a different Tnai. This is your get on condition that you give me 200 bucks, 200 zuz. So is he making a new one? Is he adding? What's he doing? So lo bitel divrei Achmad es harishon. The Brisa says that the later one is not being mevatel the earlier one, meaning he's now saying either or. He's now saying that, you know, yesterday's condition or today's condition, either one you want, you can either serve my father or you can pay me 200 zuz. She has the choice. But if this is the case, but if he says, this is your get out condition that you give me 200 zuz, the chazar v'amarla, and then the next day he said to her, give me 300 bucks. First he says 200, and then he says 300. So then the Tosefta says, bitel divrei achmad es harishon. Then you look at it, that the second one is being mevatel the first one, because obviously you're moving up in the world. You want 300 instead of 200. Ve'ein echad min harishonim, and the Tosefta ends off, ve'ein echad min harishonim ve'echad min achronim bitztarfin. And you cannot have, if you want to testify about these tnaim, you can't have one aid from the first tnai and one aid from the second tnai testify together. That doesn't work. So, what is that last one of the rice going on? Ilei ma'aseifa, is it going on the seifa, the case where he first says, give me 200, and then says, give me 300? Can't be told about that case, because I already bottle. The Gemara says there, the rice says that the first tanai is finished. So you only have one tanai. So what are they being mistarif on? The first eight of them are finished. So, ela aresha, it must be going on the resha, on the first case. Again, where he has a choice in tanai, where now he says, you can either serve my father, or you can give me the money. So in that case, you can't take one aid from each of them to testify. So the Gemara says, Pshita. It's then obvious that they can't each testify. That's, they're talking about two different things. So no, you might say, you look at it in general terms. We're testifying that there was a tanai in this get. So what, that one of us saw a tanai of money, and one of us saw a tanai of service? But still, we're testifying about tanai, so you might have thought that they could combine, kamash malan, that they cannot combine, period. Says the Machane Ephraim, what do you see from here? There's a general sugya, which was going to come up later in the Masechta, called Eidus Miuchedes. Usually, two Eidim witness something together, and then they come to court and talk about it. But what happens if there are two Eidim that see Reuven lend Shimon money on Tuesday? And then two Eidim see Reuven and Shimon lend money on Wednesday. Could one from each group come together and testify that Shimon owes Reuven money? Could they come together even though they witnessed two different things? So the answer is, says the Gemara, at least according to some, by Dine Mamanis it's fine. By Dine Mamanis it's fine, because by Dine Mamanis it's all about money. And therefore, Eidim Miuchedes works. By Dine Nefashis it does not work. Dine Nefashis, not only that, but they have to see each other. The Eidim have to know each other are there. They have to see each other. If they're separate, so then it doesn't work. So says the Machane Ephraim, you know what you see from this Gemara? Gittin is like Dinei Nefashos. Eidus Miuchedes does not work by Gittin. Says the Ksav Yad, right, this is the old Ritva, what we used to call it the Ritva, but it's really not, it's Jemina Kreskes. Says the Ritva, no, this isn't a proof, because this is worse than regular Eidus Miuchedes. This is worse. What is it? So the Chibach Shrita B'mamon Eidus Miuchedes, Davka Hechad Misadi Trevayu Amana. Eidus Miuchedes works where would they both testify about $100. So it might have been a different $100, but they're both testifying about $100. So that's why they could combine my mamonis and not by the fashas. But aval imasit chad amana, the chad amidi achrina, the shavim amana, lo mitzarfi. What if one testifies about money, one testifies about a potato? You know, that doesn't work. I owe you money, I owe you a potato, shav a kasef. That's not the same thing, right? It's value. But here too, one's testifying about money, one's testifying about service, which is worth money. That's worse than a regulated miyuchedes. So says the Ksav Yad, even if you wanted to say this miyuchedes would work by Gittin, this case is worse. That's what the Ritva says. Also an interesting shita. Yeah?
What's the svar that says she can choose which time to kill?
What's the svar that she could choose? I mean, what's a, she doesn't know which one she wants. What's the svar to say that the husband is not uprooting his first tonight, but now giving her a choice? Because yesterday he said one thing, and today he says something else. It didn't relate to the first one. So we assume that he's saying the same. He's saying this one also. But, right, 200 to 300 is okay. It's an interesting sheet of the Ramah. The Ramah, Reish Mem Hei, not the Ramah. The Ramah says, quoted in Yoredeh, in Eben Ezer, in Kuf Mem Gimel, just like the Gemara says, that if one day he says, you owe me only if you give me 200, the next day you say 300, we say the 300 is uprooting the 200, so to the opposite. What if on Tuesday he says, this is your get-up condition, you give me 300, and the next day he says, this is your get-up condition, you give me 200. So says the Ramah, it's the same thing that the second tonight is being ochre the first tonight. Because of Ramah, who adin ifcha, gon shavar tchila shlosh be'azuz, v'akach hamar masai. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't know what this sheet is telling me. Because what's the other choice? That there's a choice? They have a choice? What was the ratio? You have a choice. You have a choice. You have 300 or 200. So right when she makes 200, she's finished. So I mean, he's being ochre. Even if you don't say there's a choice, there's no nafkamina. Right when she pays 200, she's counting out the money, pays 200, that's it. Right, lo yadana, my asal ashbinan. I don't know what the chiddush is of the Beis Yosef. To koki gavna, in all these cases, even if you want to say that he didn't wasn't mavatel his first words, it shouldn't make a difference. Says the Bach, I'll tell you the chiddush. Bach says, I'll answer the Beis Yosef's kashya. V'nira dehachi ka'amar. No, you might have said that if somebody says 200 and then says 300, so then he's saying something new. He's being ochre his first words. But if it's 300 to 200, who would go down a notch? Who would go down a notch? You know what he probably means? He probably means 500. He probably means he's adding on. Because why would he go down? Nobody goes down if it's hurting him. If it's 200 to 300, you can say he's doing something going up. But 300 to 200, you know, nobody does that. Nobody does that. But vada l'tosefes niskavein. Di lakar t'nai harishon. If he wanted to uproot the first t'nai, huba, ein derech la'akra u'lahafsin mitzno harishon. People don't usually do that. V'kol shekein, here, what? Shein derech lomar. He's not the derech to say, if you want, you give me 300. If you want, you give me 200. It's not normal. The pshita the titi l'matayim zuz. Of course, he'll give 200. V'yemkein ba'al karchach must be l'tosefes niskavein. And she has to pay 500. Kamashma, that's the chiddush of the Ramah. The Ramah says, no, here too, he's just being mevatel the first tonight, and all she has to give is 200. That's the chiddush that the Beis Yosef explains the Ramah. Good. Mishnah. Says Mishnah. Harizek yidechem lo basi, mikan ad shloshim yom. This is your get. If I don't come back, if I'm going somewhere, and if I don't come back for 30 days, this is your get. Right? But he specifically says, if I don't come back from a specific place, he meant. He's going north. He's going from Yehuda, the middle section of Eretz Yisrael, to Galil. He's going up north. He goes to Antipras and he comes back. As of now, the Gemara thinks that Antipras is on the border between Yehuda and Galil. So once he gets to Antipras, it's considered as if he got to Galil. So it's as if he went, he came back, he was not gone for 30 days, and therefore the time was not fulfilled. And that's why Batel Tano. The Pathai is batal, because he only said, this is your get. If I go there and stay there for 30 days. But he didn't, so therefore, the Pathai is batal. If he hadn't gone there at all, then the whole thing is still in limbo. Because it's only if he goes there and stays for 30 days, or doesn't stay for 30 days. But since this case he went, so therefore, the Pathai would be batal. Or if he says the other way, if I don't come from now till 30 days. And he's going south. He's going from the Galil to Yehuda. And he comes to Kfar Osnai. V'chazar. Again, we assume that that's on the border, and that's considered Yehuda. And he got to their place, and he did not stay for 30 days. So batal t'no. So the t'nai is batal. Harezek, the third case. Imlo basi mekadash lo shemyom. He said, this is your get if I don't come for 30 days. And he's going to Bedidas Hayam. V'kigiel la'ako. And he gets to Akko up north. Right? Basically, we had it back on the Daf Beis. Akko, the Chazar, that he came back. Again, batal t'no, because we assume Akko is considered a chutz la'aretz, Medina Sayam, and the t'nai was not fulfilled because he wasn't out for 30 days.
Okay, good question. Who's the one determining where he went to?
He says where he went. We know where he went. Easy Pass recorded it. Right? So, Harezek Yita, Ech Kozman She'ev, Armi Kedeget, Panayach, Shloshim Yom. What if he says, this is your get, as long as, Pashtus means, I don't show my face to you for 30 days. Haya holichuba, and he's in and out of her house the whole time. Since he didn't have yichud with her, harei ze get. It's a get. So the Gemara obviously is going to ask on that, what does that mean? The get was not fulfilled. He said, only if I'm not with you for 30 days, and he was. So the Gemara is going to talk about that. Says the Gemara Lameimra, let's go back to the first half of the Mishnah. The Antipras Begala Havikaima. Right, what is the first case? He's going from Yehudan Gala, he gets to Antipras. So then we assume he got there, he didn't stay for 30 days, so the time is bottle. So the assumption is the Antipras is in Galil. Is that true? There are many below the Netosefta. Antipras be Yehuda. The Karasnai be Galil, the opposite. Antipras in Yehuda, Karasnai is in Galil. Bein Tayim, and if you go to the area in between them, Matilin Oso L'Chumra. You always have to assume the chumra is that you didn't get to where you had to go. Migureshes, veina migureshes. And you assume that she is safek migureshes. So you see the opposite. That Antipras and Afaras Noi are in the opposite places than our Mishnah assumed. Amar Abaya, shrei tanoi ka'amar la. No. Really, in the Mishnah, he's making two tanoim. The Meiri says he didn't explicate it, but this is how we have to understand his words when he made the tanoim. This is what he meant to say. E matina le galil, if I go to Galil all the way, la alter lahavigita, then immediately should be a good get, if I go all the way there. V'im mashtahina bo'urcha, tlas en yomin, but if I don't get there, but I'm still on the way for 30 days, v'lo asina, and I didn't get there levigita, and I don't come levigita. So you have two ways it could be a good get. If I get to Galil, then it's a get right away. If I don't get to Galil, and I'm still, you know, don't come back for 30 days, then it is a good get. So then, yil antipris v'chazar, so then if he gets to Antipras and he comes back, d'lo l'galil matah, he didn't get to Galil, right, because we said Antipras is in Yehuda. V'lo ishtahuye nam ishtahuye tfas in Yomen, he also was not out for 30 days, so, batel t'na'o. That's how you interpret the Mishnah. And you're right, Antipras is not in Galil.
Why are we trying to read into the Baal's words? We never did it before.
Now we're trying to read into it because we have a stira, we're Antipras is. And the Mishnah and the Braisa aren't fitting in. One, the Mishnah is assuming, we thought, Antipras was in Galil, and the Braisa was saying it's in Yehuda. That can't be. You can't have a machlokes about where the place is. So this is how we're interpreting the Mishnah to fit in to where we know Antipras is. Next, similarly, is that true? Is Akko in Medina Zayan? V'ha'amah Rav Safra. Didn't Rav Safra say? Yavi Miftri Rabbanu Mehadadi. Ba'akko, when the Rabbanan used to say goodbye to each other in Akko, what does that mean? Let's mention it, then we'll come back to it. Rashi says, Yavi Miftri Rabbanu Mehadadi. B'nei Medina Zayan. Right, the people from Chutz Laretz. Shehayu Hochel Lo Motor of Eretz Israel. They also had a year in Israel, right? They used to go and learn, the B'nai Chutz La'aretz used to go and learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Kishachosrim lebatayim, when they used to go back to their houses, hayachavireim b'nai Eretz Yisrael malaben osam, their friends in Eretz Yisrael used to accompany them at Akko, until Akko, and then they left. They didn't go further than Akko. Right, so said back to the Gemara. When they used to say goodbye to each other in Akko, but Akko have a miftri, they used to say goodbye in Akko. Why? Mishum to asr latzeis, may Eretz l'chutz la'aretz. You can't go. You can't go into Chutz La'aretz. From Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, they couldn't leave. They couldn't leave. So therefore, what do you mean? Weren't their friends leaving? They couldn't leave. So Rashi quotes, Sha'asr l'bnei Eretz Yisrael. Let's say it's l'chutz la'aretz. Rashi says, a ben Eretz Yisrael can't leave. So therefore, they had to stop. But we'll talk about that more in a minute. But, right, we'll talk about that more in a minute, but let's just finish. But what do you see from here? That Akko is an Eretz Yisrael, it's not a Chutz La'aretz. So the Gemara interprets again. Amar Abaye, trei tanoi kamar. You have to interpret it as two tanoim. Ima tina l'medina sayam, la'alter levigita. This is what he says. If I really go to Chutz La'aretz, so it's a get right away. Imishtahina bo'urcha, tlasin yomim, below asina. But if I'm there for 30, if I'm on the road for 30 days, below asina, and I still don't come back, even if I don't get to Chutz La'aretz, levigita, it should be a good get. So therefore, higia la'akko v'chazar, if he gets to Akko and comes back, dolo l'medina sayam mata v'lo ishtahu yinami ishtahu yitlasin yom, he didn't get to Chutz La'aretz, which would mean it would be a get right away, and he also did not come back, he didn't stay for 30 days away, batel t'na'o, so the t'nai is batel, period. Good. So it says, also l'aseiz be'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. Let's talk about that for a couple of minutes. So the question is, so why didn't... Right, the big kasha. So why didn't the Bnei Chutz La'aretz just go live in Eretz Yisrael? Right, why didn't they go live in Eretz Yisrael? When they're going back home, isn't there a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? So let's just, I haven't mentioned this in a couple of months, so we can talk about this a little bit. But also, everything starts with the machlokas or quote unquote machlokas Rambam Rabban. There is a machlokas. The question is, what type of machlokas? What we know for sure is that the Rambam does not have a separate mitzvah to Oraisa of living in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban does. That we know for sure. The Ramban says in the fourth mitzvah that he says that the Rambam left out. Mitzvah Revius, Shit Savinu La Resha Saaras Ashanas and Akal Yisbarak Yisaleh, La Abuseinu La Avram Li Yisak Li Yaakov. Right? We're commanded to inherit the land, Velo Nazva Biyazulatenu, and not to leave it in the hands of others, Min Ha'umos, Olashmama, or to leave it desolate. Meaning the mitzvah is not just to come here, but it's to populate it, to not to leave lands desolate, to not let others have the land. Says the Ramban, that's part of the mitzvah say. And the Ramban was 1200s. He got there to Israel at the end of his life. He got there to the end of his life. Most of his life was not in Eretz Yisrael. But he got there to the end of his life, like many, many Gedolim. Many Gedolim tried and didn't make it. The Chafetz Chaim and the Gro both tried and didn't make it. The Chafetz Chaim, I told you yesterday in my shir, that Chafetz Chaim was planning to go. He was nipped further. Yesterday was Chafetz Chaim's Yartzei. We can talk about the Chafetz Chaim. So he left, and they told him, "But what do you mean, Rebbe? How could you leave? You're the Gadol Hador. You're the greatest Rav of the diaspora." So he said, "Don't worry, Rebbe Chanan's here. I can leave. I already did Rebbe Chanan's shir yesterday." So he said, "That's how the Chafetz Chaim thought about Rebbe Chanan." But he was nifter on the way. He got sick. They build a house for him.
Base
Chafetz Chaim. Wow. But Omer Ani, so said the Ramban, continues, Ki a mitzvah shachachamim shachachamim afligin bav hidiris Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah. The end of Ksubis has all these agadatas about it. It's a mitzvah aseh ledoros mischayev kol yachem mimenu vafilu bizman dolos ki adua. Ramban is clear that it's a mitzvah aseh daraisa. The Ramban also writes in Parshas Matos al masay al datis v'mitzvah asehi yitzav osav sheyeshu ba'aretz v'yirshu osa ki hinet lahem v'lo yimasu b'nachlas Hashem. Should it be discussed about Nachlas Hashem? And if you want to go make some other homelands your homelands, that is a bittul of this mitzvah. So the big mystery is why the Rambam does not quote it. There is not nowhere in the Rambam 6:13 to see how this mitzvah say derives. So the Megillas Esther says, my famous Megillas Esther, because he doesn't think it applies today. Doesn't think it applies. Because this mitzvah of Yerusha Sa'aras v'yishiva Asalo Noga Rakmi Me Moshe v'Yoshua v'David. There was a mitzvah at the time when the land was being populated originally, as long as they didn't go into Galus. Once Bnei Yisrael went into Galus, Avachar Shagalu Me'alan Masam Ein Mitzvah Zunu Hagos Lodoros Ad Eis B'Hamashiach. There is no more mitzvah, says the Megillas Esther, and the Rambam only counts mitzvahs that are no Heg Lodoros. That is the Megillas Esther. And there are those, some suppose, in the Vayol Moshe, the Sad Merav, and other Gdolim, hold to this Megillas Esther very strongly. But many other Rambams seem to point to the fact that he holds it is a mitzvah, and there's just a mystery of why he didn't count it as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam quotes the Gemaras that we had at the end of Tzubis about if the husband and wife want to force each other to go to Eretz Yisrael, they can. There's no mitzvah. And the Rambam quotes all those halachas. So how could he do that? The Rambam quotes the Gemara that says you're allowed to have a non-Jew write a deed for you on Shabbos, even though it's Amir La'akum. But because the Rambam is Lashon and Hilchah Shabbos, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Lo Gazru. The Rambam says that. The Rambam quotes all the agadahs about the Abaram rolling in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam quotes, right? The Rambam says also, if to force an Eved go to Eretz Yisrael. There are many rayas the Rambam holds that there is a mitzvah. So most Achronim assume, many Achronim assume, that he holds there is a mitzvah, but for some reason he didn't count it. Didn't count it. Much is something important in a few minutes. So where might he count it? It might be included in another mitzvah. The Avnei Nezer, the Safa Shavah Rav, says it's included in the mitzvah of Hachrim Tachrimim. There's a mitzvah of destroying, getting rid of the Zayin Amamin out of Eretz Yisrael. So what? There's a mitzvah to get rid of the Zayin Amamin and then leave? Right? What's the purpose of getting rid of the Zayin Amamin? If there's two steps to a mitzvah, you only count one step. You don't count the second step. So says the Avnei Nezer, that's why it's included in that. It's included in that mitzvah. Rav Schechter suggests that maybe it's included in the mitzvah of Ha'amadas Melech, appointing a king. Right, appointing a king. How do you appoint a king? You have to appoint a king in your land, right? So you have to live there. I mean, that's the Nir Lomar B'Das Rambam. Shatam Shlomana Mitzvah V'Yirashem Osa. He writes, "Vei Shehizeh Im Mitzvahs Hamadas Melech." The Pshuto Nir Hamadas Melech Lav Dafkahu El Ikar Shal Mitzvah Zu Hainu Hakamas Menshalas HaYehudim. Says Rav Schechter, it's setting up a Jewish state. Volonis tapik b'mashanu darim shama. Well, we're going to live there and leave and let somebody else rule over us? No, it's all part of the mitzvah. That's included on Madas Melech. Number two, it's a fascinating suggestion by Rav Israeli, the Eretz Chemda, saver the Eretz Chemda. He started Eretz Chemda. He suggests maybe it's included in Birchas Hamazon, meaning part of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land. The Gemara says if you don't mention Eretz Chemda Tov Rechava, you know, then you're not Yotzei Betshek. What's he have to thank him for the land, and there's no mitzvah to be in the land? So how could you? And you said you could be mois in the land. So the mitzvah of benching is pashut shetnai rishon lahakaris tova shlo yimasu baaretz v'yisrachu b'yishivasa ki abochel l'yishivasa artos chutz laaretz u'ma'adifim al eretz Yisrael haru magal b'maisa shu mois benachlas Hashem ve'inamod ve'inamaker b'skulosei hamiyuched asher alein dibur Torah. So he says it's included in the mitzvah of yishir eretz Yisrael. Okay, so there are different reasons why the Rama might not have quoted it. Why have many gedolim for Rabbim not gone to Eretz Yisrael? So again, the Avinezer again has a huge chiddush. He says maybe you don't get the complete mitzvah if you get supported by money from outside of Eretz Yisrael. So they felt that if they're not going to be able to have a parnasa there, that's a chiddush of the Avinezer. So others say the Kuzari Yudal Levi says there is no answer. Right? The Kuzari says right, the one kasha, right? The Yudal Levi wrote the Sefer of the Melech Kuzar kept asking the Chaver. He asked him 5,000 philosophical questions in Judaism. He has an answer to every one. Then he asked him, why don't you live in Israel? Right? You say every day, so he says, you got me, I have no answer. That's the only question in the whole Sefer Kuzari that he could not answer. He says, Matsasa makom cherpasi, Melech Kuzar. You found my cherpa. Ki amnam chetzeh hu asher biglalo lo neskayim hayirish hayor aloka. This is the reason that we're still having trouble. Sof davar rak chelik ben amnena v'lo b'lev sholim, even during Bayesheni. And he says, what is our davening like? Ki dibur hatuki. The dibur have like a bird. U ketzifzof kaza hazazir. Ki lo b'kavanas haleva na'omer d'var mele. Right? It's our difficulties. L'maisa, the Trumas Hadeshen writes, one second, a very interesting, I'll take the question in a second. Trumas Hadeshen writes in a tshuva, a very important tshuva, in the Psakim and Simen Peches. Ultimately, a person has to feel where they can be the best Oved Hashem. Again, if somebody feels that just to be their Oved Hashem and to bring up their children, and they feel they can best do it outside of Eretz Yisrael, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can't argue with them. You can't argue. One has to really weigh it honestly, but you know, one is not allowed to judge anyone else. Yisha'er ba'atzmo ba'asagos gufo mamono be'eze derech yuchal la'amod b'yirat Hashem u'bishimer mitzvotav kizek kol ha'adam. Right, you have to figure it out. But just one final point. This is one of my former balabatim. Pointed out to me, who does not live in Eretz Yisrael, why is it that in every other sugya in life we try to be mahader and we go to mahadrin and find the best kashrus and the best this and be machmir, and here everybody looks for the most coolest. There's one shita out there that interprets the Rambam that's not a mitzvah. Oh, there's no mitzvah. 4,000 other shita say that there is. So we have to be honest where we want to live our life and try to, and even if I say, oh, and I mentioned Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik both say that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a kiyumis based on various shitas, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch it's usher to leave. Okay, so what we don't try to do mitzvah kiyumis? Oh, it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. What, women don't shake a lulav? Women don't go hear shofar? We do all mitzvah kiyumises. We do plenty of mitzvah kiyumises that we don't have to do. We try to put ourselves in the position. So again, we have to be honest with ourselves talking about the issue, but again, very important not to judge anyone else. Yeah.
And also, if you're teaching Torah,
right,
Chutz La'aretz,
right,
and you have a yeshiva or you
right,
have
also, right, well,
remember learning that.
Right, I was going to say, so you're allowed to go to Chutz La'aretz to learn.
You're allowed to stay there until you finish the learning, and if you don't finish
right.
the learning.
Right, the Gemara says learning and finding a wife and business, those three, Chazal say, those are allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So again, one has to figure out if one can duplicate that or not. If one can, so then one definitely has more flexibility in staying in Chutz La'aretz if one feels that they can't perform their service to Klal Yisrael there. Is there a mitzvah to visit Eretz Yisrael? Does one get schar for a mitzvah of visiting? Because here it says, when they left, these Talmidim were visiting. So did they get a mitzvah for visiting? So Rav Shachter likes to say it's 2 days in the Magen Avraham, in Hilchas Shabbos. To do in Hilchas Shabbos. The Gemara says in Hilchas Shabbos that you're not allowed to take a trip close to Shabbos knowing that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos on the trip. Right? Let's say if you're going to be on a boat or be somewhere. So you can't leave like Wednesday when you know you got to be Mechal Shabbos unless it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. For a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to. So the Shulchan Aruch says, V'ho'ola le'eretz Yisrael. V'ho'ola le'eretz Yisrael. That's an example of a Dvar Mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, V'dafka al daslel his yashev sham. First day, only if you're going to move, if you're going to live there. V'yesh omrim afilo manas lahachzir. Kivan da afilu mahalav dalamas beret Yisrael mitzvah hi. Right? So the Magen Avraham is 2 days. Resh mem ches sif tezvav. 2 days of the Magen Avraham. And Rav Shlita also says that when he was in Eretz Yisrael in the 60s, he heard a shir from Rav Zhalti, and the Mishnas Yaveh said he, Rav Zhalti suggested maybe it's a Machlokas Ramam Raivit. Because Machlokas Ramam Raivit, where do you have this Machlokas Ramam Raivit? And then we'll move on. It's a Machlokas Ramam Raivit about Lo Sechanim, about letting the non-Jews live in Eretz Yisrael. What if you let them live there temporarily? So the Ramam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud, Afilu Yoshev Yeshivas Arai, O over mimakom lamakom l'schora lo yavar ba'artzenu. Achi kabla alav sheva misas shenisav b'nei noach. Even in Yeshivas Arai, we can't give them. And the Ravid says, lo shamanu v'lo matzonu me'olam. No, yeshiva kizibu v'lo ovra. He said, machlokes, what kind, are we allowed to let them live here temporarily? So it's not the same thing. If a Jew has a miss temporarily even to live there for a Jew to live there, so maybe you cannot give that type of yeshiva to a non-Jew. So to somebody who does not makabla sheva misas. Okay. A lot more to talk about, but we'll leave it at that for now. Says the Gemara, so the Mishnah had said, again, first wide line. Person says, this is your get, as long as I don't see your face for 30 days, and if he sees your face back and forth for 30 days, it's a get. So, v'halo ava, what do you mean? He didn't go away for 30 days. Two answers. Amar, afud amai panecha tashmish. What does it mean that I don't see your face? It means that I'm not with you, intimately. V'amai karele panecha, why does it call it panecha? Lishnamal yonaka, it just means a nice way of, a refined way of talking. It means her face literally. It doesn't say that this is they're divorced, right? Because he wasn't away for 30 days. But it just means get ktani. It says it is a good get, meaning he could use this again in the future. To lohavi get yashan. It's not called a get yashan. A get yashan, an old get, Haganaba later on, means where the husband gives his wife a get and then is miyachid with her. Misyachid with her, so therefore you might say that the get is ruined. So no, this is not called a get yashad. Why? Because he was never misyachid with her. That's what it just means. It's a good get for the future. And if he ever is away for 30 days, it would be a good get to use right now. Tanya kavasi to Rav Chista, there's a right to Rav Chista that we're talking about a get yashad issue. Hareza gita kol zman she'evar mikneged panayach shloshim yom. He's back and forth for 30 days. Hovlo nisyachid ima hareza get. Since he wasn't misyachid with her, it is a good get, meaning to use in the future. Ulugay yashan in choshishin, so it says a beferish. You're not choshish for get yashan. Shari lo misyachid imah, because he was never misyachid with her. So therefore, we're not worried that he uprooted the get. Malei Hashem apiyes. What do you mean? Maybe he was misyachid with her. Maybe he had yichud with her at some point that you didn't see. Maybe he was mafayaser. So it is a problem of a get yashan. Amar Rav Rahuna, Hachi Amar Rabba, Abba Mari Mishrei the Rav, but Omer Ne'emanas Alai Lomer Shlo Basi. Now we're talking about a case where he said to her, and I will always believe her to say that I didn't come back for 30 days. I'll always believe her. I give her Ne'emanas. So that's why it's not a problem of Shema Piyes, because we'll always trust the woman. Ika the Masi Lama Season, and some say this line is about our Mishnah. May Achshav Lomer Basi Mikad Ve'Yibes Chodesh. Our next Mishnah says, a man says, if I don't come back from today, until 12 months, a year, umeis mitoch yibes chodesh, and he dies within 12 months. Harei zaget, it is a good get. V'leich Hashem apiyes, what do you mean? Maybe before he died, he was mefayis with her, and he lived with her, and he was mevatel the get. So Amar Barav Huna, Hachi Amar Abba Mari, Mishrei the Rav. No, again, Ba'omer ne'emenes alai lomer shel abasi. No, he said, I'll always believe her, to say that I didn't come. So some say it on the Brisa, some say it on the Mishnah. So Ma'ad Amasi Allah Amasi, so some who are, the ones who have this content, this one who had this comment on the Mishnah, that it's a case where he had to say that I trust her. Kol shekein habraisa. So surely on the braisa, you would have to say this condition because there's more chash. Because he came back. He came back. He didn't die on the way. So ma de masi la braisa, the one who has it on the braisa, ha masisin halo asa. But on the Mishnah, maybe you wouldn't require this because he didn't come for 30 days. He died. So we're not worried there that anything occurred. Mishnah. Harisa ki dacham lo basi mekan vayubes chodesh. A person says, this is your get as long as I don't come back for 12 months. Umeis bedok yubes chodesh. And he dies within 12 months. Ain't no get. It's not a good get. Because there he didn't say it should be from now. It's only chal at the end of 12 months and he's already dead. Harizek yidech me'achshav im lo basi bakan v'yud beis chodesh. If it's from now, u meis pelok yud beis chodesh harizek get. If he says me'achshav, it is a good get because it goes retroactively. Part 2. Im lo basi mikan v'yud beis chodesh. If I don't come back from now till 12 months, kisvu v'tzru get l'ishti. Write again and give it to my wife. Kisvu get petok yud beis chodesh benasnu lach yud beis chodesh. If they write it in 12 months and they give it after 12 months, ain't no get. It is not a good get because they weren't supposed to write it within 12 months. Kisvu v'tzruke l'ishti im lo basi mikai v'yud beis chodesh. But if they use the lashon of write and get it, give a get for my wife, if I don't come back for 12 months. So he said that lashon before he says the words 12 months. So then it's okay. Then eino get. The Tanakhama says it's not a good get. Rabbi Yossi Omer because I get. That's allowed because we assume if he says the lashon write and give it, if I don't come back within 12 months, it means that they're allowed to do it within 12 months. Kisvu la'acha yud beis chodesh v'nasru la'acha yud beis chodesh. But if they do everything after 12 months, v'meis. No, if he says write it, right? If he, this is what he says, v'meis, and then he dies. So then it depends. Ima get kodim l'misa. If they gave the get before he died, how is a get? Then it's a good get. V'meisa kodim al get. But if he died first, they don't get because you can't give a get la'acha misa. V'meina yadua. If you don't know which happened first, zui shamru megareshes v'enim megareshes. Safek, you don't know what happened. Ask all the rishonim here. 1 minute. Isn't there a cheskas chai? Don't we have a concept of a cheskas chai? A person has a chazaka being alive, so you should say he was alive until the latest moments. So you should say the get occurred first. Right. So the Ron says, if the guy's dead in front of you, you don't say there's a cheskas chai. Right? That ruins the cheskas. He's dead now, so you can't say he was dead, he was alive later. You don't say that. Right? That's what the Ron suggests. This is a big discussion in the postgame. The Taz in Yaradeya says, what happens if a person hears about a niftar, and there's a suffix whether the person died before 30 days from now or after 30 days from now. It's a big nafgamina. If it was within 30 days that you hear of a karov, you have to sit shiva. That's called a shmua krova. If it's after 30 days, you sit shiva for a minute. Shmua rechoka. You only sit shiva for 1 day, and mixes yom pekulo, and 1 minute. So what if you don't know? So the Taz quotes some achronim who say that you have to be machmir, because there was a cheskas chai, that he was alive, and you go as late as... You go as late as possible, so it must be within 30 days. And the Taz argues, no. Avelu is Safik Lahakel, many other kulas. So the Taz argues. And the Gilyan Marsha there quotes this Gemara, Zariah. What's the Ron? Zariah to the Taz. You don't say Cheskas Chai when the person's dead. Right? So that's the discussion in the postgame. There's a big, you want to look up the Shem Shmaik's on this.
What's the Havamina? Of course, it's a Safik.
No, you know he's dead. The question is when he died. So you might say everybody has a Chazaka of being alive until the latest time possible, because you know he had been alive. So that is the Shev Shmaisa in Gimel Ches. Feel free to look it up. It says the Gemara, Man Tana, Rabbosinu Tirulina say, the Rabbanan allowed her to get married even in the case where he didn't say Me'achshav. This is your get for 12 months and he dies, even without the Man Rabbosinu, who is all these rabbis, Amar Rav Yudah Mashmua, Beitina Desharo Mishcha. It's the ones that allow the oil. We mentioned a few days ago, right? There's no such thing as Shemen Yisrael, because even in the times of the Mishnah, they allowed it. Sabri Laker Rav Yossi, Tamar Zman Shoshtar Mochi Yechalav, Rav Yossi said that if a person writes a date in a shtar, it's as if he wrote Me'achshav. It's as if he, because why else is he writing the date? He obviously wants it to be chal retroactively. So that's why it's as if he said Mehayom. Amr Rabbi Abba Breder Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya Ben Osher Rabbi Gamliel Bar Rebbe. Right, we get the schar for saying a davar b'shem Amro. Hore v'lo hode lo kosiyato. Hore, he paskin l'kulo also, but nobody listened to him. Right, or the side gear said, b'nei medrasho. V'ami lo kol shaito, or all the chachamim that were found at that time. They all assered. When Rabbi Yochanan allowed the person, right, he died within 12 months. So he allowed her to get remarried. When does the heter work? If a person says, Reuven says, this is your get from today, as long as I die, if I don't come back within 12 months. And he died. Do you have to wait till the end of the 12 months? The guy's dead. He didn't come back. He's not coming back. Do you have to wait for the end of the 12 months or not? Do you allow her to get married right away? To Holoasi, he's not coming back. Do you say, no, you have to wait 12 months? To he kindly to know, you have to wait for the tznai to be fulfilled. You have to wait for 12 months so that he doesn't come back for 12 months, even though you know he's not coming back. So, do you have to, what do you have to, what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, you could ask it on the Mishnah, not just on Rabbi Yochanan. So which one? So the Gemara answers in Achinami, you could have asked it on the Mishnah too. Or Mishum Tahavi Bahu Maisa, it just so happened that it came up in the base manager at that time, that's why they asked it then. Period. Says Tosfos, Dibraskul Daha. Vim Tomar, La'alter, Mayish Lachush. What are you waiting for? Daha, Vada, Yiskay Matan, the time will definitely be fulfilled. He died. So what's the whole issue? So V'yeah, V'yesh Lomar, Digal Migzar, Nasid Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan, maybe they'll make a Xera Atulomes. If you allow her to get married today, so maybe even a case where he didn't die, you allow her to get married in 12 months. Ki ein ha'olam yodim shemes. Not everybody knows. V'yitzmuha. And they'll wonder, al shematir and linase. It's a Zeira d'Rabbanan. Avalach, Shemas HaChodesh, after 12 months, everybody knows that Sinai was not fulfilled. So says the Ran, says the Tosfos, it's a Zeira. The Ran says that it's an Umdana. We estimate the husband's das. If he says, this is your get, if I don't come back for 12 months, he's emphasizing 12 months. So it sounds like he doesn't want the get to be chal until then and then go backwards. So we just estimate his das. The Poret Yosef here says, in the back, says, 1 minute, look in the Yerushalmi. If you look at the Yerushalmi, this parak, parak Zayin, halacha gimel, says the Yerushalmi, muteris linase, or muteris linase miyad, Rabbi Yossi Omer, asura linase. Ani Omer, naasu lo nisim v'yichyeh. Language of the Yerushalmi. Maybe there'll be Tchias HaMesim. Maybe he's going to come back within 12 months, says the Yerushalmi. Right? Talmud Yerushalmi, they had Bitochen. Right? They had, right? So maybe he's going to come back. He asked the Paras Yosef, why don't Tosfos quote the Yerushalmi? Tosfos knew the Yerushalmi. Why didn't he quote the Yerushalmi? Kasha. But, so different question.
He's called an ace, though.
We
don't rely on an ace.
You don't rely on an ace. That's the
better
question.
Tchias
HaMesim
is not an ace.
It's only natural. Okay, it's well, for us, it's an ace. But he asked the Paras Yosef, but what about every almana? How can any almana ever get married according to Yerushalmi? She always has to be worried. She always has to be worried. So says the Paras Yosef, no, there's a difference. There's a difference. In a regular case, why is our case different? Because here, he made a specific time limit. So if Tchias HaMesim happens during that time limit, Mamela, the time was not fulfilled. He came back. In general, you don't have to be worried about it. You don't have to be worried about it. Yeah, you should be worried about it. You should be thinking about it, hoping for it. We don't have to be worried about it. So that's why there's a difference here with a Tanai. Right? Only here we're worried, according to Yerushalmi. The Paras Yosef is still worried, right? He didn't quote Yerushalmi. But that is the, that's what he said. Read you the Lashon. The Paras Yosef, he says, Sarachin al Tosfos, lo maisi Yerushalmi, desham isa hatam, deshem yichye. Right? He says, lo kashemidi, debishlo makalan ashim, ha ha Torah kasva, demisa zabal, materis. The Torah says, the husband dies, you can get remarried. V'yem kein afim yichye, even if there'll be Tchias HaMesim, they didn't do anything wrong. Because the Torah says what you're allowed to do. Right? Lo te'aser. Masha'enkin. Kansha. Baal Girish. Osa al Tanai. 12 months. So the Baal's in charge here. He made this Tanai. And that's why we'll be different. Okay? We'll have to stop here. I'm Rabbi. We'll stop here. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start a new parak.